And then there's this, Get to Know Joe, starting Monday. Joe Donlin joins Micah Mater on WGN-TV News at 5, 6, 9, and 10. That is starting this Monday.
Poor Joe Donlin.
What do you mean, poor?
His first entree into Chicago broadcasting was on this program to have to play News or Ruse.
No, that was embarrassing.
I just pray that fate never befalls A.B. Stoddard. That's all I want to say about that. It's just an awful way.
She'd probably pretend to be busy.
Yes.
We invited her to do that.
Yeah.
She knows better.
That's where we read you headlines and you have to figure out if they're real or they're fake. And you know how hard that is these days?
I'm not up to that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, all right, let's talk about, first of all, just the breaking news today is that Andrew McCabe, his case has been referred to law enforcement for prosecution here, DOJ criminal referral. This is, and he was the number two guy at the FBI. What do we make of this?
Well, I'm sure that they're going to be able to back up what they're doing, and this is, worthy of criminal referral. I was not surprised that when the IG report came out about Andrew McCabe, the side who wanted to sort of defend that whole group at the FBI said, you know what, it's not that bad. You know, it was less than truthful or not full candor or some murky expression.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, everyone on the right went crazy and said it was like the biggest scandal ever, and he lied a million times. And I think that, I'm, of course, open to the fact that there is a really bad Kill the Messenger campaign on right now, especially among House Republicans, to try to impeach Rod Rosenstein for reasons I don't think they've yet proven to have merit. But whether or not people did stuff at the FBI during the Hillary Clinton investigation and it wasn't completely above board, I still have concerns about Loretta Lynch. James Comey has made it clear through this book tour that he says he didn't take politics into consideration, that he thought that Hillary was going to win. What he was doing was covering his own butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he took that into consideration because he thought she was going to win. He thought the New York FBI, that was totally pro-Trump and anti-Hillary and was leaking to people like Rudy Giuliani, was going to leak it after the election day that he helped protect her when that late look at the Anthony Weiner server happened. So, I do think there was some stuff that was questionable that needs to be dealt with openly and forthrightly, but I, at the same time, truly believe that there's also an effort underway to just try to probe the probe among some House Republicans who are not even members of investigatory committees in a way to just deflect the heat away from Trump.
By the way, our interview with James Comey is up at WGNradio.com in case anybody wants to check that out. I'm sorry that
there.
I had to just plug myself in the middle of all of that,
plug, but
that's
okay.
What I did, AB.
We're good at that.
So, you make a really interesting point about the New York office of the FBI, because now the New York office of the FBI are the investigators of Michael Cohen. So,
yeah.
I mean,
and people should go back and read. There was a Guardian piece. I'm sure I've discussed it with you. I'm like a one horse pony about this, but there was a Guardian piece right before the election called the FBI is Trump land. And it was all, this is exactly why Comey was driven to protect himself and come out with that letter, because he was absolutely convinced they were leaking, and they were out to get him. Because he didn't prosecute her, or he didn't recommend prosecution to the DOJ, to the AG, and they were very pro-Trump, and that's a documented fact. So, and why did Rudy Giuliani have all this information about what's coming out? So, that's a factor in the Cohen investigation for sure.
It's made for some uncomfortable questioning of Comey on his book tour for sure, to see that his former deputy director, was in the position of lying, when part of the whole crux of his book, the focus is about lying, that lying matters and that you shouldn't lie to the American people and you shouldn't lie under oath, you shouldn't lie to Intelligence Committee, you shouldn't lie at all. And here he is facing that apparent truth.
Right. But it does appear, though, that Rosenstein is on the hot seat here. My guess is that Rosenstein doesn't make it to May. Your thought?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Rosenstein is the easiest way, as I've mentioned before, to really hinder, impair, slow down, kneecap the investigation, because you can't fire Mueller. He can't even procedurally do it. He has to have someone else fire him. So you fire Rosenstein and get someone who is going to sell your line in there, and they are going to limit and restrict the Mueller investigation. So that's Rod Rosenstein.
And you've already seen some House members come out today and say, yeah, well, you know, Rosenstein owes us a bunch of paperwork and he hasn't sent it to us. So, you know, we'd like to see him go. I don't know anything about this other investigation into what
And that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Ro. I think that's what they're doing is they're trying to give the president an excuse to fire him
right.
to talk
right.
about documents all the time. Because it has to be Rosenstein that he gets rid of. It can't be Mueller.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, it's just something. Hey, this Michael Cohen, I'm sure you've heard of him by now. He seems, yeah, I mean, he was one of those guys right at the very beginning of this. And then when we first met the cast of you know, the new Trump show mm-hmm. in 2015, I was like, oh, this guy's trouble. It's, you know, all the guys that you could just see just by the expression on their face have all ended up finding weird ways to go down or to go sideways. And, you know, whether it was Michael Flynn who's screaming, lock her up, yeah. you know, as a general who's literally sitting next to Vladimir Putin, right, and getting paid to sit next to him. And you're like, what? Wait, what? What about that guy?
Doesn't seem right.
And Michael Cohen. Now, there's a great story today in the Chicago Sun-Times about Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen's father-in-law, who's a Ukrainian who lives in America now, who is in the taxi cab business in New York, lending a fellow Ukrainian family here $20 million mm-hmm. for taxi cab medallions. And there's some questions now about
and
that.
It's recent, right?
It's today. It's
no, but the loan was recently.
Yes,
it's
fairly
not like
recent, 15 right?
Years ago.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden we're looking at that. I mean, the things that Michael Cohen may have to answer for, or the other members of his family may have to answer for, and the whole this there is just way too many. You know, when you look at Trump land, as the Guardian called it, and it's interesting. You look at how many people have connections to that part of the world. And, you know, you don't want to, you know, you don't.
The Ukrainian-Russian connections at this point were beyond the coincidence level.
Yeah.
The numbers are too high.
Yeah. And then the kind of business dealings that they were doing, and then the why, you know, why are they so with Putin? Well, I kind of see it. Maybe it has nothing to do with Trump at the end of the day, but maybe he wants to protect some of his other people. You know? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and the thing that I love is that everyone is talking about how, you know, everyone's questioning whether or not Michael Cohen's going to flip
right.
on Trump, which obviously presupposes there's something to flip on. And so no one is saying, of course, Michael Cohen is a clean and above board guy, and all the Trump org stuff he did with Trump and Ivanka and the two sons was totally above board.
Yeah.
No problem here. It's all these pieces that where people, close friends of the president, are telling reporters this is much more of a threat to him than the Mueller investigation. I mean, it's not really making things look so hunky-dory over there at the Oval Office.
I went how many defenders of Donald Trump are on television right now who have Russian accents, right? I mean, it's crazy. You got Sebastian Gorka, you got that Boris Epstein guy. Not that Boris, the other Boris.
The other Boris.
It's weird. It's sort of like, I mean, you look at this and you go, it's so obvious, right? It's just,
we really need to get to the bottom of this, because if Donald Trump himself didn't personally enmesh himself with all these Russians and Ukrainians, he was with people who always did. He was constantly surrounding himself, his family members and his business associates. Paul Manafort was picked, you know, out of the blue to run the campaign and find delegates. But they always have connections.
Yeah, it's weird. It's an interesting
to the Russians through business. And there's always a financial stake. So
good point.
Excellent point. Yeah, it's bad. It's just weird. I don't know. One day we're going to go, oh, come on. There's a generation like 25 years from now, people are going to go, what were the, how stupid were those people?
How come they didn't figure that out? Right?
Back in the 2020 teens. All right, AB, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having
Thanks.
Me.
AB Stout, she's the best. You can see her at Real Clear Politics. She's one of the editors there. RealClearPolitics.com. Here we've got Judy Pilak standing by with WGN News. Coming to rain, too.